NYN Alexander is one of the many who found a chance to express themselves at the York Region Pride Parade June 17 in Newmarket. Alexander said it was a chance to dress fashionably and wear a trans flag and not get punched for it. The fight for 2S LGBTQIA+ rights remains ongoing, but Alexander said the community will prevail. "We're going to get there eventually. It's going to be a hard fight," Alexander said. "We're going to win, and I really hope we live to see that." Thousands poured into Newmarket to celebrate Pride, with a parade of organizations and politicians going down Main Street. Groups participating included service organizations, municipalities, teachers, political parties and 2SLGBTQIA+ groups, all showing their support for Pride. The day comes on the heels of a localized battle over Pride making national headlines, with York Catholic District School Board, YCDSB, refusing to raise the flag despite pushback from students. A subsequent student walkout June 8 was met with harassment and violence. York Catholic teachers had a large contingent at the parade, principally made up of union members of the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association. Teacher Mary Marcello said they wanted to show the student body that they see and support students. She added that York Pride showcases to students what is happening elsewhere beyond their schools. "It enables them to see how wonderful the world truly is, and the decisions made within the board office are not a true representation of what is happening," she said. "Hold your head up high, be proud of yourself, recognize that you matter and continue your fight." Flag York Region issued a news release ahead of the parade, challenging the provincial government's recent record on LGBTQ+ issues and calling for it to do more, including intervening with YCDSB. Flag President Tristan Kuhlman said given the situation with York Catholic District School Board, the weekend is another part of the battle. "The fight continues. As much as this is a party here today, it's also a protest," Kuhlman said. "Pride first and foremost was a protest and continues to be a protest." Still, plenty attended the parade to show their support. Sheila Zelmer of Trinity United Church said they are proud to support Pride, and that support matters with LGBTQ+ rights under a lot of pressure. "As an ally, supporting as much we can as part of that, to help the movement," she said. York Pride's Jacob Gall encouraged the crowd to raise their voices and contact their elected officials regarding 2SLGBTQIA+ issues. "We'll continue the conversation about making sure everybody has their right. We must work together," Gall said. "Everybody here has the power to make things change." The Rice Van Den Eind family attended, supporting their non-binary child Sam. Sam Rice Van Den Eind attended to support the community and said it is sad seeing some of the pushback against LGBTQIA+ happening in America. "People are just people and should be treated like one, no matter what they identify with," Rice Van Den Eind said. "No matter who we are, we're all human at the end of the day."